VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Today, I have a very important question for you. Are you a happy person? I've been thinking about this lately since I've been really busy studying my dream subject and achieving a lot of my goals since I was a young child. Questions like, am I really happy doing this? Or is this what I really want? Often come up in my mind. Thinking about these questions makes me feel like I'm not really happy sometimes. Then I started thinking, what can I do to make myself happier? Today's video is for the people thinking they're not happy and trying to make themselves happier and thus making themselves even more miserable. Hopefully, watching this video will make you think, maybe it's okay to be a little unhappy sometimes. But before you go do that, let's practice today's sentence. And the researchers argue that this pursuit of happiness overall else is inherently self-centered and that this focus on your own happiness could actually distract you from other people's needs, thus diminishing your relationships. Okay, one more time, but this time a little bit slower. And the researchers argue that this pursuit of happiness overall else is inherently self-centered, and that this focus on your own happiness could actually distract you from other people's needs, thus diminishing your relationships. 好，这就是今天的句子。接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先And the researchers argue, 这边的 argue, 的 A 念大的 R 的音，后面的 R 要记得卷舌 ,R, R, 再来 GUE, 后面那个 UE 念 U 的音 ,argue, argue, argue that this pursuit, pursuit 的 UR 可以念跟 ER 一样的音 ,per, per, 再来 UI 念长的 U 的音 ,pursuit, pursuit.Okay, that this pursuit of happiness overall else, overall 可以做一个连音 over 的 R 跟 all 的 A 连在一起 overall, overall, overall else is inherently, inherently 的 IN 念 in 的音应该没有问题后面的 E 念 ed 的音那 REN 就是 run 那再来后面那个 T 如果念得快的话可以省略如果不想要念得这么含糊的话也可以把 T 发音出来没有问题那后面再加上 LY inherently inherently 或是 inherently inherently 再来 self-centered self 的 E 呢念短的 E 的音那 L 要卷舌然后最后那个 F 的音发出来 self self再来后面那个 center 大家应该会念那最重要的是后面那个 ed 记得要点出来 self-centered 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 and that this focus on focus 的 s 跟 on 的 o 可以连在一起 focus on focus on focus on your own 这边的 your own your 的 r 跟 own 的 o 可以连在一起 your own happiness could actually could The D 跟 actually 的 A 连在一起 could actually distract you, distract 的 T 跟 U 的 Y 可以选择连在一起或是你要分开都可以 distract you, 或是 distract you from other people's needs, thus diminishing, diminishing 的 D 跟 I 念短的 E 的音 d, d, diminishing, 那后面两个 I 呢都是念 E 的音 diminishing, diminishing,再来 your relationships, your relationships. 好，我们把这句话再来念一遍。And the researchers argue that this pursuit of happiness overall else is inherently self-centered, and that this focus on your own happiness could actually distract you from other people's needs, thus diminishing your relationships. Okay, guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is pursuit. Pursuit.Pursuit 是名词，意思是追求、从事或是实行。For example, Barney didn't give up on his pursuit of Robin even when she got married. 就算 Robin 结婚了 ,Barney 还是没有放弃追求她。好，那么补充一个单字 ,pursue 是刚才 pursuit 的动词形式，意思是追赶、追捕或是追击。For example, the police officer fell and got hurt when he's pursuing the suspect. 当那名警察在追捕嫌疑犯的时候，他跌倒受伤了。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 ,inherently。Inherently 后面有 ly， 所以它是副词，意思是天性的或是固有的。For example, all business activities are inherently risky. 所有商业活动本身就有风险。再来，我们把后面的 ly 拿掉，变成 inherent。Inherent 意思呢是内在的、固有的或是生来就有的，它是形容词。For example,I believe a love for music is inherent in human nature. 我相信人们生来就热爱音乐。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 ,self-centered。self-centered, 那 self 跟 centered 中间有一个杠杠 ,ok? self-centered, 它是形容词，意思是以自我为中心的、自私、自利的。For example,After knowing Mia, I found her very self-centered and doesn't care about other people's feelings. 认识 Mia 之后，我发现她非常自私，而且不会顾其他人的心情。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 ,distract。distract 是动词，意思是使分心，使转移注意力或是干扰。For example,Your job is to distract the teacher while we smear the glue on her chair. 当我们在老师的椅子上抹胶水的时候，你的工作是让她分心。大家小时候有没有这么调皮过，在老师的椅子上面抹胶水？好，再来我们来看下一个单字 ,diminish。diminish 是动词，意思是减少、减小或是降低。For example,We haven't seen each other for a few years. However, time will not diminish our friendship. 我们已经几年没有看到对方了，不过时间不会减少我们的友情。Okay, guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Please don't forget to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.